You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to the weekend edition of the Locked On Thunder podcast. I'm your very gracious host, Eric G. Pull a chair up, sit down, relax, and for the next few minutes, take your mind off everything that ails you and let's just focus in on some Oklahoma City Thunder basketball because it is a huge weekend for the Oklahoma City Thunder. If you don't know who I am and you are brand new to the Locked On Thunder podcast, like say you're one of our listeners in Hong Kong or New Zealand where we get listeners, Mexico, Australia, various countries in Europe, I thank you so much. Let me introduce myself. I did radio in Oklahoma City for 4 years. For five seasons, I've covered the Oklahoma City Thunder. I was the main host on a Thunder post-game show and filled in for pregame every once in a while. And now I'm very lucky and grateful to be working for Thunder Digest. Thank you to Chuck and Brady for letting me be a part of that. And I host a weekly podcast on Thunder Digest called the G League, which you might want to check out on iTunes and SoundCloud. And I am now part of the Locked On Podcast Network, which I'm very excited to be a part of. And today we've got a great show for you. Coming up, I'll give you an update on Paul George and Steven Adams. Saw both of them today at Shoot Around. Tell you what I saw and give you my thoughts on whether or not they're going to play tonight. I'll even go so far as to stake my reputation on it. Also, if you didn't know, Russell Westbrook's doing Russell Westbrook things. He is leading the NBA in assists. And he knows. Russell gave us a great media scrum today, so you will hear audio from that. Not only him talking about assists, but also about Jeremy Grant and what's making him so effective this year with the Oklahoma City Thunder. In segment two, we'll discuss the Thunder stretch run because you have the Clips and the Raptors this weekend. And then later this week, you'll see the Boston Celtics. You'll see the Miami Heat coming up on the schedule. The Portland Trailblazers, it's almost murderous for Oklahoma City, and there's a real shot that they could end up out of the playoffs. So how closely are they watching the standings? Melo and Billy Donovan tell us about that. Then we'll revisit a proper way to honor Nick Collison. We still haven't got anything concrete, but there were a couple of good suggestions, and you can always send more suggestions to me at GEEHSO via Twitter. And a couple of weeks ago or last week, we heard from Andre Roberson about what he's going through in the healing and the comeback process. Well, Russell Westbrook's also been through it, and Russell will shed more light on how Andre is dealing with things and how you do deal with it when you are banged up. If you are a business owner and you're looking for a men between the age of 18 and 24, you're looking for men between the age of 18 and 24 to come into your business or log on and spend money, then you've come to the right place. It's LockedOnThunder.com, part of the Locked On Podcasting Network. I say this all the time, but 98% of the people who listen to us are men. 80% of those are between the ages of 18 and 44, and they do spend money. They will spend money because they're very loyal not only to this podcast, but all the other podcasts that we have as part of the Locked On Network, whether it's Locked On Pistons, Locked On Warriors, Locked On Lakers, they're there. Locked On Heat, Locked On Magic. Get with it as part of the Locked On Network. Just email David Locke, that's DLocke, DLocke, at gmail.com. Ask about our rates. They're very reasonable. You definitely won't be priced out, and you can be a part of a fantastic new way to broadcast. David Locke is a visionary. He knows where this is going, and this is a train you want to hit your caboose to. It's the Locked On Podcast Network. Okay, let's talk Oklahoma City Thunder basketball. Had a chance to look at both Paul George and Steven Adams today at Shoot Around. Neither one looked like they were suffering ill effects from their injuries. Adams with his hip, Paul George with his groin. And Adams, extremely important in tonight's game against the Los Angeles Clippers. The Clippers scored 70 of their 96 points in the paint against Houston the other night in their loss to Houston, but that 70 points in the paint, they held the Rockets to 36 points in the paint. So you need Steven Adams not only on the offensive end, but you need him to show a little defensive prowess tonight. I also think Jeremy Grant's going to be very big not only down the stretch, but in this upcoming game tonight. And Jeremy Grant's been just otherworldly for the Thunder. And I still say he is on his way to becoming a Thunder cult hero. If you don't start seeing them now, by the beginning of next year, there will be Jeremy Grant jerseys in the stands at the Peak, because he just fits that Steven Adams, Andre Roberson, Kendrick Perkins mold that Thunder fans have grown to love. That Nick Collison mold. Yes, let's say it together. The blue-collar type player. That is what Jeremy Grant is. And so what is working for Jeremy Grant this year? Why is he able to be so much more effective than he was his first year with the Thunder? Here's Grant from today at Shoot Around.
I think I'm just happy I'm able to help my team to win. However it is, I think definitely with Steve-O being out for that game and PG going out in the third, I think we needed a lot. I think the bench and everybody did a great job stepping up.
When you see those guys go out, do you kind of go into another gear? Like, does it kind of mentally hit you that, like, hey, I really got to step it up here?
Definitely. I think definitely when you have holes that big that you need to fill, you definitely have to raise your level of intensity and raise your level of play in order to get wins in this league.
The thing I like about dealing with the Thunder, which is also sort of annoying at the same time, is a lot of these guys don't like to talk about themselves or don't like to talk about themselves. Steven Adams is that way. Jeremy Grant, as you just heard, yeah, you ask him a question about himself, he'd rather talk about his teammate, Andre Roberson. So it's almost better when you go to other guys on the team and ask them about each other. And that's why we ask Russ today why Jeremy Grant has been really good lately.
Jeremy's been amazing since he's been back. I think this year he's improved a lot. Just his knowledge of the game, picking his spots, playing well, being able to guard 1-5, being versatile. I thought he was doing a great job.
Speaking of Russ, if you don't know, and I don't know, maybe you didn't, he is leading the league in assists at 10.2 per game. He is just ahead of LeBron James, James Harden, and Chris Paul. And yes, James Harden is leading Chris Paul in the assists per games category, which I did not know that till I looked at it today. And if you'd have asked me, I certainly wouldn't have guessed that James Harden had more assists per game than Chris Paul did. I would have definitely guessed Chris Paul. But if you knew that, good for you, good on you. But Russell Westbrook gave us one of the best media scrums he has given all day today, and even sort of messed with Eric Horn when Eric asked him about leading the league in assist.
Russell, you've had a lot of statistical accomplishments in the past few seasons, but this year you have the opportunity to lead the league in assists. What would that mean to you?
For me?
Yes, sir.
Oh. Man. Well, I mean, it'd be a blessing, man. You got a lot of good guys, a lot of great guys that make my job very, very easy. And being able to distribute and pass the ball and make plays for guys is something I take pride in, something that I love doing, and something that I'm happy I can do here with these guys I have now.
You surprised to hear that you're leading the league in assists?
No, I just mess with it. I'm not surprised at all. But I just think it's funny, you know. But not surprised, but I'm definitely grateful on the guys I have and to be able to make my job easy. Guys like Steven, Paul, Mel, I mean, everybody. Guys I play with make my job very, very easy by obviously making baskets and me and being able to try to make their job easy as possible.
Yeah, that's Russ. And when I say when Russ is doing Russ things, one of the big discussions that we had this week was Russ has that Kobe Bryant factor in him where if you say he's one thing, he'll purposely go out and try and be another. Or if you say he concentrates too much on scoring, then he's going to pass the ball a little bit more the next game, or his rebounds need improving. He will go out to show you that he can do whatever he wants. It's almost as if Russ just decides, I'm going to do something different this game. I'm just going to be absolutely different. And today, he definitely was different in the media scrum, because normally, Russ's media scrums are short. And he doesn't give you a whole lot to think about. He will, you know, once in every great while, but today he was really good. And you do yourself a favor this weekend. Go to LockedOnThunder.com and check out the full Russell Westbrook scrum. It's NSFW, so if you're listening to this and you're still at work, unless your boss is a little bit lax and doesn't mind an F-bomb drop here and there, I would wait till you get out to your car or wait till you get home today and then share it with your friends. Let them see it. But it's really good stuff from Russell Westbrook. And also, I'll highly recommend to go to LockedOnThunder.com for back podcast and to catch up with Carmelo Anthony. Any of his media availabilities that are on there are definitely worth checking out. And you can also check out what Billy Donovan had to say about not only tonight's game with the Clippers, but the schedule here in the next few weeks. And also, Billy Donovan gave us some great insight into the mind of coaches for the NCAA tournament, but that's all available at LockedOnThunder.com. This is the Locked On Thunder podcast, your team daily. Hey, if you want to make some money in March, there's only one place to go, and that's MyBookie.ag. That's right, that's MyBookie.ag. If you're tired of making bets and getting the runaround, not getting payouts when you ask for them, then this is the place to go. And I wouldn't recommend you go there unless I would go there myself. And if your bracket is ruined because Arizona screwed you over, or better yet, Buffalo screwed you over because they're the ones that ruined the tournament, right? Then go to mybookie.ag and enter the promo code LockedOnNBA, and they will match your first bet with a 50% bonus. That's right, a 50% bonus. All you have to do is go to mybookie.ag and find out why it's the best place to do your sports betting. This is the Locked On Podcast Network. You're listening to Locked On Thunder. I am your host, Eric G. Tonight, the Thunder host, the Los Angeles Clippers. Then Sunday, they're on the road to face the Toronto Raptors, and the Thunder have a brutal schedule coming up over the next few weeks. In fact, there is not a team on the schedule that is below 500, and it's down to nut-cutting time if the Thunder are going to make the playoffs. Right now, they are sitting in fourth place. They would be hosting the Minnesota Timberwolves if the playoffs were to end today, and things are crazy. They're bunched up, logjam, whatever you want to say, in the West. So how close do the Thunder pay attention to the standings? Here's Carmelo Anthony telling us, he quit looking a long time ago.
This is why we wanted to join forces and come together, you know, for these type of moments and to gear up for the postseason. For us as a group, you know, we feel like that's, you know, where we're headed. We are playing good basketball right now. We want to continue that. Everybody has a different take on the end of the season. Some teams rest, some teams don't. Some teams want to carry that momentum into the postseason. For us, we want to just win games and see where that puts us at the end of the season.
Part of me thinks that's just player speak / coach speak. I wouldn't think that as a player you couldn't not log on every day and take a look at the standings. Like, you're the Thunder. You got to know exactly where you are right now, which is a half game ahead of Minnesota, and then a full game ahead of New Orleans, a game and a half ahead of Utah, and a game and a half ahead of San Antonio. And it just goes in and out. And the Clippers, who are in town tonight, were in the playoffs until they lost to Houston. Now they're a full game behind San Antonio. So even though it's the second of a back-to-back, they're going to give the Thunder all they can handle tonight. And then Toronto on Sunday, who's five games ahead of Boston in the East and has clinched his playoff spot, certainly wants to clinch home court advantage. So Sunday turns out to be a tough game because Toronto's going to play with a sense of urgency. But back to what Carmelo Anthony said, Billy Donovan echoed those sentiments this week as well.
I think our total focus needs to be on ourselves and what we have to do and the areas of improvement we need to continue to make. We got the Clippers tomorrow. They're playing really good basketball. And we have to play well. You know, the one thing that's positive as it relates to our future, our destiny, where we're going, we're in control of that. But we have to play well. You know, we've got to take on the competitive challenges that will be in front of us. But I'm not really out there watching what's going on other teams and things like that. I mean, I do based on our next opponent, but my focus is just on our team and who we're playing next and getting ready to play and trying to take care of the things that we have control over.
It's the easy thing to do. Focus on yourself is the easy thing to do when you are in these situations, but it's hard for me to believe that at no point these guys haven't sit around and discuss, here's exactly what we need to accomplish, not only if we're going to make the playoffs, but more importantly, what it's going to be like going into the playoffs. And I thought it was very interesting that Carmelo Anthony said during his cut for media availability that this is why he, Russell Westbrook, and Paul George teamed up, because they are living for these kind of moments. This is what they want to do as members of the Oklahoma City Thunder: get out there, challenge for the playoffs, and have their backs against the wall. Well, you've got it. And if you want to play very well going into the playoffs, there's no better time than the present to get started. This is the Locked On Thunder podcast. I am your host, Eric G. You're listening to the Locked On Network, your team daily. The Madness of March is here, and if you want to make some money, then the best place to do it is mybookie.ag. That's mybookie.ag. Enter the promo code LOCKEDONNBA, and they will match your first bet with a 50% bonus. Can't beat that. Plus, they pay out. They promise that, and I would not recommend it if I wouldn't use it myself, but mybookie.ag is a great place to go, especially if you're looking to get over on your friends for March Madness. Say your bracket's busted. Well, mybookie.ag, you can make up for that. Just log on today. That's mybookie.ag, a proud sponsor of the Locked On Podcast Network. This is the Locked On Thunder Podcast. I'm Eric G. It's the weekend edition. And earlier this week, Nick Collison was a big topic of conversation because Nick had had a couple of really good games, had even got in during the first half. It was like three games because Steven Adams set out in the Atlanta game and then he gets hurt in back-to-back games. And it gave Nick Collison a chance to get some not just cleanup time on the court. And what we saw from Nick Collison, as soon as he stepped on the court, the crowd went absolutely nuts. And anytime Nick Collison scored, he was getting standing ovations. People were cheering. He's just an easy guy for Thunder fans to root for. So it led me to ask the question, what's the best way to honor Nick Collison? What do we do for this guy? And I don't see Collison as being statue worthy. I do firmly believe that eventually he's going to have his jersey hanging in the rafters, but I asked for some suggestions and got a couple. My favorite was, get Nick Collison a barbershop, put it in the Peak, and then just name it after him. And then Nick could hang out there and talk with fans every single day. I don't know how great an idea that was, but that's the idea I like the most because it's original. Then the other idea I had was name one of the crosswalks after him, which I can go for that. I'm still working on it, and I'm just running out of all sorts of creative ideas. So that's why I'm leaning on you now to tweet me at GEEHSO and tell me what you think the best way is to honor Nick Collison. And while you're honoring Nick Collison, you might want to pay homage to Andre Roberson as well. We saw how valuable he was because the Thunder's defense took a steady nosedive when he left. And thank goodness for the signing of Corey Brewer. Yeah, I didn't know I'd be saying that so much, but Corey Brewer's definitely made a difference on this team, not only defensively, but offensively. But what is Dre going through? Well, mentally, we heard from Dre last week, and this has been a drain on him because he hasn't been able to be around his teammates as much as he would like. He obviously hasn't been able to play or sit on the sidelines, so it's been tough for him. But there are little things he's been able to do. I've seen him without the knee brace the last couple of times. He seems to be moving around okay. There is no time soon that he's going to be playing. So what exactly is he going through? Well, we've heard from him. Russell Westbrook's been through the same thing, and Russell Westbrook gives us some insight onto what Dre is having to deal with right now.
You got to celebrate every day, just because when you're hurt, you never know. You know what I mean? Obviously, when the game can be taken away from you or when you're not able to play, so you celebrate each and every time you get a chance and embrace every moment of it.
Thunders and Clipper tonight at the Peak, and on Sunday, it's the Thunder and Raptors, and we will be back on Monday to talk about both. Of course, it is St. Patrick's Day weekend, so go out, be safe, have fun, and if you're looking for some stuff to get you amped up for the weekend, anything by Dropkick Murphys is good. I recommend the album Signed and Sealed in Blood, Blackout. Two of their earlier albums, both very good to listen to on St. Patrick's Day. But if you're just feeling like rocking out a little bit, dust off Master of Puppets by Metallica. Still a really good game-changing album. It's like Russell Westbrook. It never gets old. And it's always fun, and you're blown away. Every time you listen to it, you're blown away, just like you watch Russell Westbrook. Every time you see him, you're most likely blown away. We'll be back on Monday to discuss what the Thunder did this weekend and then look ahead to the week that is. And hopefully we are talking about the Thunder solidifying that fourth spot in the Western Conference. Until then, be safe. It's been Locked On Thunder. Have a good weekend.
You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.